The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president begins this week. I'm former U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, and this week, legal expert Ricky Kleeman joins me on my podcast, Stay Tuned with Preet. We talk about jury selection, the latest trial developments, and legal strategy.
From the defense point of view, for Donald Trump to be signing checks for Michael Cohen, it would have been something usual, because Michael Cohen was working for the Trumps.
The episode is out now. Search and follow Stay Tuned with Preet wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
I'm scared for Ben, man. I'm scared. Ben said the other day, what are all these people doing at my fight, right? All these celebrities? Like, no, Ben, you're the odd guy out, right? Like, you're the old dude with the hip replacement. These are all the cool people from Hollywood. You know, we're playing to these people. Man, I don't know. Ben's my guy. I love Ben. In a free fight, he beats Jake Paul every day. I don't know if he beats... Ben lost to Damian Maia in boxing. We've never seen Damian outbox anybody in his whole entire career. And we've watched him fight for 12 years, or 15 years maybe. So, very worrisome for me. But I'm rooting Ben Askren, because Ben Askren, we may not have chose him, but Ben Askren's our representative into that world. So go kick his ass, Ben.
I hope that Ben Askren goes out there. I know it's boxing, but picks him up and slams him, gets disqualified, and looks at him and says, that's real fighting. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Just goes out there and just – I think Ben Askren could have a chance to win, though. If he goes out there, I think Jake Paul, he's going to go out there guns blazing and – we all know Ben can take a punch. He's tough. I think he can weather the storm and just lay on him and mean mug him and dirty box him and tire him out and win the fight. That would be nuts.
He'd be a
Ben
hero.
Askren winning a boxing match. What? Have you seen the guy hit a bag?
Yeah. Oh my God. The Rocky videos are tremendous, though.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. He cracks me up. It's what's funny was the press conference was hilarious. Oh, and where he just leaned back and touched Jake's face and Jake gave him a little pity pat to the body. I'm like, what is that? What was that? Were you trying to hit him? What was that?
Fuck, dude. Like, what's going to happen? You could say Jake Paul's like this YouTuber, this, that. Like, yeah, that's all very true. And Ben Askren's that wrestler. Like, they're all very true things. But like, Jake Paul has shown that he has power behind his punch. And Ben Askren can't rely on his wrestling in this fight. So what's going to happen? You could have the fighter kid who can't use his best or the route to his winnings, to his past winnings. He can't use that in this fight. And you have Jake Paul, who's never really actually fought a real fighter. Ben Askren's a real – I don't fucking know. I have to watch it. I'm so mad about it, dude. I'm embarrassed about it that I'm going to be watching it, but I am going to be watching it.
Did it break your heart? Did it break your heart watching Jake Paul knock out former Boston Celtic Nate Robinson?
He was only there for a brief run, right?
It was a cup of coffee.
It was in and out. What the fuck was he doing in there, dude?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? We got the YouTube kid selling out shows in fucking Atlanta, Georgia. Now we have a concert with, you know, going on in like intermission. Like, what is going? I mean, he's doing it right. You can talk shit about him, but I can tell you one thing: he has more money in his bank account than I do. So,
and me, definitely me.
All me together.
Who are you picking? Got to make a pick. I'm handing you $50 right now to place on one of these guys, or I take the $50 back if you don't bet it. You betting Ben or you're betting Jake?
Jake Paul.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Knockout?
Yeah.
What happens if it gets past like the fourth round? Are you starting to get nervous on your pick?
Not getting nervous on my pick, but if I'm 100% certain that I'm not 100% certain, but if I'm 100% certain that Jake Paul is going to knock Ben Askren out, that's before the halfway point of the match. And the latter part of the match, I would say closer to like maybe 70%, 65%, because Ben Askren is like that. He's a wet blanket, right? So, I mean, you can probably anticipate him just trying to hang on Jake Paul's neck as often as he can, right? So if he does that, how good is Jake Paul's conditioning? Ben Askren knows what it's like to be under the lights. Ben Askren knows what it's like to, you know, have to hang on somebody and come and be in a dogfight. Does Jake Paul know that? So it's just a toss-up. But we're talking about like, you know, 8-ounce gloves or 10-ounce gloves. And Jake Paul is not like a small guy. He's a pretty big guy. I don't know, dude. It's kind of concerning. It might make the MMA community look pretty bad.
Ben's dropped some guys too, though, in his past. Like, I know he's not like the most beautiful striker. He's not Ali, no doubt about it, He has dropped. He has dropped guys before.
Mike Heck, is he dropping people with a straight up stance and a 1-2 down the plate, or is he threatening takedowns for 3 minutes and then throwing a right hand to drop someone?
I knew I was in trouble when you used my full name, Randy.
Yeah, come on, Mike Heck.
I know Dana bet a lot of money on Ben Askren, but I mean that spinning back fist was something beautiful in that fight with Damian Maia. So. I don't know. I think size plays an advantage. You know, he might not be the most talented guy in terms of his credentials, but I think Jake Paul should win. I know Askren is tough, but he just got his hip replaced. I don't know. Askren, I love you, but obviously he's not a boxer. He's a grappler, you know. So I think it's Jake Paul's his fight to lose.
That's a fun fight to watch for sure, but I'm not – if someone has it on and it's there, I'm going there and watching it. Or other than that, man, I'm just gonna do my own thing and then read about it on Twitter, and now everyone says it and see the highlights. Like, I mean, to be honest, the real winners are Ben Askren and Jake Paul. They're gonna get paid, they're gonna go out there, and whoever wins the fight, it really doesn't justify any means, you know. Like, if Ben wins, like, it shuts up everyone that hates Ben, and it shuts up everyone that likes Jake Paul. And if you go vice versa, it's the same thing. Like, it doesn't mean like one of them's going to get a title. They're not. You're fighting a guy that's retired and that's done MMA, and you're an up and coming boxer. Like, you have good amateur boxing skills. I wouldn't even say that. It's a stretch, but you're not fighting boxers. You're fighting celebrities. It's a celebrity boxing match, and it's cool, but I like boxing fights, you know. I like real fighting. I like these guys that, you know, have put hours and hours and countless hours and competed against ridiculous, you know, ridiculous competition where you're just like, holy shit. Like I'd rather go watch a Crawford fight. I'd pay $200 a pay-per-view to watch Crawford fight again. Errol Spence, if we could see Crawford and Errol Spence, I'd spend $300 on a pay-per-view, and I just don't want to pay $20 or however much it is to see Ben and him fight. I support Ben. I like Ben, and I hope Ben wins.
I think he'd do well. Ben's an athlete. You know, Ben's one of them guys that is very competitive. Until the UFC, you know, he was unstoppable. Obviously, he used wrestling to be in that position, but I feel like he'll take that same grit and that same drive. And he's not afraid to hit in the face. He gets hit in the face. He's not like, you know, the first opponent that this guy fought that was never been hit before. Like, Ben's, he's going to have to push Ben. He's going to have to, like, actually hurt Ben to finish Ben. So I don't see that happening. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's going to be like, you want to have the sweet science down, you know, and have, like, the head movement. And I wouldn't say he's going to, like, come put a clinic on, you know, but I think just his athleticism, his determination, his grit alone, you know, just his work ethic too. You know, I know when he, like, puts his mind to something, you know, he's 100% on it. And I think Jake hasn't fought somebody that's an athlete like Ben. You know, I don't know, like, like, how, well, obviously I've seen Jake's skills, his skills his last fight, but he was, it wasn't against a fighter. So it's hard to tell, you know, it's a guy that's running and jumping and hugging. So I don't even know where Jake's skill set is, but I feel like Ben, just his athleticism is really, and determination is going to get him through.
We were just talking about this. I was with my boxing coach and we're driving back to Wilmington now to leave tomorrow. And I, one of the things I said, I was like, Askren's going to win this, right? And we're like, I certainly hope so. But I think because he, like we talked about, he's got the Olympic pedigree. He's a competitor and he has trained and fought with some of the best strikers in the world. So I'd like to think he'll tire him out and get it done by a decision. I really, really hope.
Look, I've been saying all along, I think Ben Askren. I know that's the probably the unpopular pick, but myself being a wrestler, look, we have different objectives when we go into MMA fights against people who we know are going to try to just strike. But when you just strike inside the gym, the striking is a lot better than what you're probably ever or we will have ever got to see from Ben Askren in a fight, because he's always going to probably be looking to take the guy down, being such a phenomenal wrestler. I think the core strength a lot of times that wrestlers have, and he's going to be weird, right? He's going to be an actual athlete, a real serious guy who's, you know, been in there and trained with a lot of the very best strikers. If you think he's not used to having really, really high-level boxers and strikers throwing punches at him, like, you know, think again. I mean, this man has been made a career out of not getting hit, and I think he'll do that. And I bet you he's going to go into that, and he's probably going to clinch and wear on Jake at first. I mean, if I was a wrestler coming into that fight, right, I'd be looking at, like, doing a little bit of the dirty boxing. And even just when you can pull on him for a little bit before the ref, right, separates you, right, he's going to pull him. Then he's probably going to look to open up and just throw heavy, heavy punches. And I don't know. I think Ben can get it done.
You know, Ben does have a lot of pressure on his shoulders. And, you know, and the crazy part is, I mean, hey, Jake Paul, I don't have anything against him. I know a lot of people don't like him as far as a YouTube star coming in boxing. But I'm like, hey, look, he garners the attention. So that's what validates that he's in that ring. And he takes it serious. It isn't like this guy's not training. If he was out partying and drinking and treated this like a, you know, a joke, and he was basically making a, you know, a masquerade of what I love, combat sports, then absolutely I would be pitchfork and flames with and shoulder to shoulder with everybody else. But the kid trains. He's focused and he's trying to be part a boxer. And so I have nothing but love for that. I'm like, well, that's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to be able to enjoy martial arts and train at different levels, whether it's competing or not, but I think it makes everybody a better human being. But he doesn't. The kid's in shape. He's trying to improve his skill level. You know, I mean, there's a reason why some people are worried for Askren, because this kid is actually putting in the work. So I have a lot of respect for him for that. The fact that his avenue in was that he was a YouTube star, well, hey, man, all the more power to him that he found a way to be popular and make money. And, you know, I think a lot of people just hate him because they wish they could have done that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of guys were like, man, I wish I could just make videos and become a millionaire. He did. He pulled it off. And so, and on top of that, it brings a lot of, there's a lot of young kids right now at home who, especially because of what just happened with COVID, already they were sitting playing too many video games, you know, watching too much TV. You know, we have an obesity problem in this, you know, in this country already as it is. And now we just took a year off where kids weren't allowed to go to school, and homeschooling and Zooming and whatnot. And that was a complete, you know, travesty. You know, kids, just most children don't do well under those circumstances. And if they're fans of Jake Paul and they're watching him go out there, who doesn't need the money, he's already set for life, go out there and put it on the line and dedicate himself to something that is hard, like, you know, combat sports are. I think he's going to inspire a lot of the younger generation. And how is that a bad thing? So you what? You're going to have a bunch of kids signing up at boxing gyms and wrestling and MMA. Hey, man, that's a win.
If someone handed you money to bet, you're putting it on Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Why?
well, let's all be honest. Ben Askren, I think he will talk about it. Ben Askren hasn't been the best striker in mixed martial arts. Do I think he'll be the best striker in boxing? I would say I don't think it's going to happen. When I look at how well, you know, Jake Paul moves, he actually has some rhythm to his movement. I think Ben Askren, he's been a world champion in mixed martial arts because he can grind on somebody, he can wrestle, he can take people out of their element. But when it's boxing, and you're in that one element, it's very hard to get somebody out of their element. Yes, he's going to smother him. He's going to do his dirty box and whatever. But yes, I know Jake Paul, he's a YouTube star, but he's training just as hard as any a world champion is, right? He has unlimited access to the best trainers in the world. He has the funding. Not saying Ben Askren doesn't, but anytime you fight somebody who has training, some form of training, there's always that chance. I'm not discounting Ben Askren out of this fight. Ben Askren can absolutely win this fight. But if somebody came to me and said, Demetrius Johnson, here's $1 million, who are you gonna bet your money on? You have to fucking bet. Like, you either, here's the deal. Here's $1 million, you have to bet. If you don't bet, I'm taking $1 million away from you. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm throwing on Jake Paul. I think he's going to win the fight. I mean, if I don't bet, I'm going to lose it anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and bet on Jake Paul. And then I want Ben Askren to win. I mean, I hope he wins, right? Because he comes from my line of sport, a wrestler taking on a YouTube star. But, you know, when I look at it and I'm like, dude, like, Jake Paul actually has knockout power. Like, Ben Askren, you've been knocked out before, so it's not like it can't happen again. If Ben Askren still goes out there and gets knocked out and get the bricks beat off him, I'm going to treat him the same way as if he won that fight, right? I think Ben Askren is an amazing human being. He's very creative. He's hilarious. I'm a big fan of his Twitter feed and how he just goes on there and talks so much stuff. So yeah, I think he's going to go out there, give it a hell of a time, and he's going to be. And like I said, if he goes out there and wins, I wouldn't be. I'm actually going to be surprised if he goes out there and win. But I'm happy he still has the ability to go out and do this. Right, he's going to go out there, make some good money, and everybody who's going to make fun of him, he's going to be going to cash and check, probably Monday morning. And Danny Castillo, right? I never forget. Everybody booed him. I think it was somewhere. And he goes, you're going to boo me? You know what? That's okay. When I'm driving to the bank Monday morning to cash my check, you fuckers will all be at work working. And I was like, you're such a gangster for saying that. And he goes, it's the truth. He goes, I'm not here fighting my ass off, and they're booing me. And I'm like, no, you're right. You're right. So that's always a good way to look at it, right? I mean, I'll probably take that saying that he said to the grave.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.